And so, Father, we want to ask you today that you would reveal yourself to us in a deeper way. As we rest in you, let your word come alive for the glory of our God, in Jesus' name. I want to take you to Colossians chapter 1 because there was a press for me to stay in that word from the instructions that we heard from Pastor Jay on Tuesday. If you didn't have a chance to be here, please check out the internet and go to thehouseofprayer.us and get the message. You may find that if you listen to it more than once, you may go a little deeper. Because again, that was an excellent message that he brought us. But he made us aware that this letter of Colossians was for us. At least that's the way I took it. It's for the house of prayer right now. Well, I had a sense that it wasn't just to read it, it's to let it come in. Because to let it come in is something that, you know, takes you and you say, okay, this is for me. Now that means that there's something going on in me now that's needed in order to bring us to the next level. So in chapter 1, Paul, an apostle, chapter 1, verse 1, of Christ. Notice he's not a sent one from someone else. An apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God and Timothy our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Chicopee. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. So are you in Chicopee? Mm-hmm. Say, we qualify.
We qualify.
We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice it's the Father of our Lord. When we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that springs from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you all over the world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Ephratus, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Now, why should he say your love in the Spirit? Because I think we relate to the love of God from a carnal understanding of love instead of a spiritual understanding of love. The carnal understanding is limited. I'll love you if you love me. If you treat me right, I'll love you. If you mistreat me, I will reject you because I feel the rejection, so therefore we can't be in love anymore. Say ouch. Why am I saying it? Because I think we condition God's love like we do the love that we receive from those around us. And that includes fathers. Because again, today is the 25th anniversary of my father being gone to be with his father. He was put into the heavens on Father's Day. So every Father's Day, I cannot escape my dad being with the Heavenly Father. I can tell you that my dad was a very broken vessel because his dad and mine are one and the same. He was my half-brother. He took me into his arms when I was 9 months old and never let me go. He became a wonderful example when I was very young of a loving father. Later on, his own problems created a division among us, especially between him and I. I got to the point that if there was a holiday, I dreaded it. If there was a family reunion, I ran the other way. I made sure I had an excuse that I couldn't go because I could not face him. And the Lord had me on his case. Close your eyes right now. Say, the Lord's got me,
the Lord's got me.
On his case.
On his case.
And he wants me to be changed.
And he wants me to be changed.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. The only person that can give permission to God to change us is me.
Amen.
The me part of me has to say yes in order for change to take place. He will not disrespect your free will. Okay? He will not. So, my father was plagued by alcoholism and legal drug addiction. And then the Holy Ghost came in. My father, when I decided to obey what's in this little book called Prison to Praise,
amen.
I read this book in 1977. It was recommended to me by a stormtrooper from heaven. She was sitting in my office with me and my wife and told us about this book, and 6 months later I purchased it because I had had an impact by the Lord. When I read the book, I began to do what it says. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. And of course that included my dad. And in 6 weeks' time, of really turning over both my parents to the Lord, they came to Jesus. They accepted the Lord. They became born again. 1 year later, just down the road from here, we were part of the Charismatic Renewal, and we had met some people that lived in Chicopee. And there was a Charismatic Mass in a gentleman and his wife's backyard, just down the road. And my wife and I and my father and my mother went to the backyard party, and it was going to be a marvelous party for the Lord. And at that time, my father was suffering terribly. I mean, he had been born again. Yes, he started to read the word, but he was suffering very, very severely in his body with arthritis. The doctor was debating about actually putting in a rod in his spine because he was curling over. He was like this, and he couldn't straighten out. And I remember going to the specialist with him, and the specialist says, if you continue, we're going to have to take a rod, and we're going to just actually connect you to that rod because you're going to fold over pretty soon. And if you don't, it's going to be too bad. So he gave him the recommendation that every morning he could lay down on the floor and literally do certain exercises so that his spine would stay to some form of freedom. The pain in his spine was terrible, the pain in every joint. And he had listened to television and bought two copper bracelets. I believe at that time it was $35 a piece. So that was $70 for two copper bracelets, because they will eliminate your arthritis. You familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now my wife and I, and it was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're right down the street here in this lady and her husband's backyard. And the priest was from Canada, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he began the Mass, and as he began the Mass, he was about to do the consecration, and he stopped. And he said to the owner of the house, do you have a large barrel? And so, of course, he says, we have a barrel. Go get it right away, quick. So the owner of the house went in the garage and came back with one of those plastic barrels, about yay big.
And it had a plastic bag in it. He says, do I have to take the bag out? And the man says, no. Priest said, no, leave the bag in it. It's fine. He put the barrel right in front of the altar, which was a little table. And the elements were there. And he said, now we're ready to pray. And he said, those of you who have bowed your knee to any other knee besides Jesus and are suffering in your body, you'll get rid of your idols today. Well, he said, before we consecrate the elements, he said, those of you who are suffering in your body and you've got a solution that you have purchased or received as a gift, it's time to get rid of your idols now. So I'm thinking, because I know my father's got those $70 bracelets. $70 in 1980 or 70-something is a lot of money. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So all of a sudden, I saw my dad get up. And he walks in the backyard towards the front. And I see him rip off those things, and he threw them in the basket, or the barrel, and walked back and sat down next to Mom. And I'm saying, oh, God, please. So there was a smile on my face, but I did my best not to smile because I knew God was about to do something. So he proceeded, did the Mass, gave Holy Communion, and my father went to receive, and all of a sudden, my father's going like this, and he's checking out his wrists, and he's moving them, and then he's moving like this in his back, and then he's moving his legs, and I said, Dad, are you okay? He says, there's no pain.
Thank you, Lord.
There's no pain. So the next thing I know, he's bending down and he's touching his toes, which he's not been able to do, because nothing would function. Are you ready to get rid of your idols? How many idols do you hold before God compared to your Heavenly Father who sent his Son to die for you and me? Your rituals that you do just to keep yourself functioning. I'm not against exercise, but I am against that which irritates your Father God. Because he's provided provision. His name is Jesus. When we drove home, the tears are rolling out of my dad's eyes. He said, how come nobody ever told us? And you know what happened to me? I got angry. Instead of rejoicing, I got angry. And I wanted to blame somebody. Now, you guys have probably never been there. You probably have never visited that place. But I was so angry that it would take all these circumstances to get my father free from all those years of suffering. I hated what had happened. And Scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. How much of the knowledge that we have of God right now are we still lacking about his love for us? Verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Notice it's knowledge of his will. Was it God's plan to let my father suffer for a number of years?
No, I don't believe it was.
He uses all things. I had to get over that problem. I was angry because I did not have ever wanted my father to suffer. Because you see, the suffering caused him to go to the pills. The pills caused him to go to the booze to get rid of the pain. Do you see the progression?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How many of us do we reason out what God is planning for my father's salvation? My father would not be in heaven today if he had listened to the legal stuff. Because he was angry at God, just like I was. And many in the religious realm refuse to go to church because they're angry at God. And the people that are running the churches, many of them don't have the knowledge of the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Spiritual wisdom, not natural wisdom, not this brain stuff. Spiritual wisdom. Spiritual wisdom. Spiritual wisdom will cause you to get out of the anger, to get out of the painful judgments that you've passed, not only on yourself, but those that you love, because they're stuck. St. Paul says he continues to pray for those that are stuck. That's yours and my job. How many fathers out there are stuck? How many mothers are still angry at the fathers? See, that's not God's plan. It was allowed for a season, just like I had to learn. And to get over my judgment and criticalness, I didn't understand my own failure. I didn't understand. I'm not judging myself anymore. I used to. But I let him be the judge. Let's go back now. Verse 10. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good works, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you. Huh. I didn't know my father had allowed his son to die to qualify me. I didn't understand it. My religious knowledge baffled me for a long time. And I still have some of it that, you know, springs up when I least expect it. I see myself in certain ways and I say, oh my God, I'm doing it again. Can you guys relate? I'm doing it again. What am I doing? I'm doing what I know to do because it's natural for me to do because I've been doing it for 74 years. Or whatever the number is. Close your eyes right now. Say, Father, I'm going to give you thanks because you have qualified me to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. That prayer group that we started was called the Children of Light. Children of light. Did I understand what it meant? No. Did I comprehend it at that time? Absolutely not. All I know is a word of knowledge that somebody had. And we went into the word and we started to look, and there it was. The saints were called children of light in the kingdom of light. 13. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Redemption means purchased back, paid for in full. Isn't that cool? Redeemed. Set free to be what you've been called to be. And you know, every one of us has had fathers
And every one of us may have judged or condemned them because they didn't do what we expected or couldn't perform according to our needs because they were broken vessels. It took a long time for me to understand that my father had broken this within himself, no different than my mother. It took a long time for me to get over my criticalness. And the Lord told me that it was the same spirit that was destroying me that was destroying my dad. It came as a word of knowledge. He said, the very demonic kingdom of darkness is using the same spirit against you and against your dad. I did not know Romans 2 at that time. Romans 2 verse 1 identifies the very thing you can't stand in someone else is the very spirit that operates in you. So if you've got anger against somebody, you better check out and see why. So here it goes. I'm giving thanks to the Lord for my dad the way he is. This is after he's born again. I'm still seeing him make bad choices, and I'm still angry. I'm getting better, but still angry. The bitterness is not quite as deep as it was, but it's starting to break. And those of you who are familiar with Palmer, I'm on Palmer Road. I'm about to go underneath the underpass, which is a one-way underpass. Okay? And as I'm going around the curve, I did not make it under the underpass. I had to pull over because I couldn't drive. I couldn't see the underpass because it was a matter of seconds, and he told me, the spirit that's operating in your dad is pride, and you've got the same spirit. And I wept. It's ugly.
Jesus.
Didn't make it for another 5 or 6 minutes before I could conform my body to accept the reality of what the Holy Spirit had just spoken to my heart. Pride will make divisions among you. It'll give you a superior attitude that you are better than they, or vice versa. And Pastor Jay made it very clear, when there's division, you better check that spirit, see what it's done to you, and what it's doing to you, or what it wants to do to you. Because that spirit wants you dead. He wanted my dad dead, he wanted us divided. And God used his spirit, his loving, compassionate spirit, and grace in abundance. Because when I made it to the other side of that tunnel, there was a light inside of me that had gone on. And I said, my God, look at what this thing has done to us and how long it's lasted. And I made a resolve at that point, and I said, God, I'm expecting you to do a healing in me and in my dad and in my mom. And in the weeks and years that followed, what we had lost was restored. The love flow between us got deeper. And 12 years later, when he was ready to go home, and I knew he was going home. I knew. And I can remember going to Roby Moore. Roby was the assistant pastor at Grace Church of Christ. And I had a small picture of my dad. And it was just him. Nobody else was in the picture. And Roby had never met my dad. And I held it before Roby and I said, would you pray over this? And he put his hand on the picture and he looked at me and he said, everything's going to be fine. And I said, you're not getting off the hook, Roby. You just don't want to answer the question. I mean, you know that's what you do when you don't want to give a negative response. Mm-hmm. So obviously, I said, Roby, listen. I know you're not going to change your mind about speaking, but I'm not done speaking. He smiled. Okay, go ahead, let it out, he said. Because he knew me. We had been working together for quite a while. And he said, I want you to promise me to give me the truth and nothing but the truth after I tell you what I've got to say. Will you obey? Yes. I said, that's my dad's picture. He says, I kind of figured. I said, the Holy Spirit told me he's going home. And that means relatively soon. And Roby bowed his head and he said, your dad is going to do more for you on the other side than he was ever able to do on this side for you. The communion of saints is real. My Heavenly Father was present multiples of times when many miracles happened in the years that followed. Each time he would show up, I would either smell his cologne, and I knew it was him. He would be so close to me that I would just shiver, and I would weep like a child. Bow your heads. Holy Spirit, you are no respecter of persons. Whatever needs that this family of God has a need for, especially with fathers, especially with you, Father God, that the healing would come that is needed in their hearts, not only for the relationships in the natural and the natural fathers, but the spiritual fathers that may have betrayed them at any point, or the father figures in their lives that didn't come across for what needed to be done. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would find your namesake, comfort her, and that you would comfort each one in a deeper level than they've ever known. That they would comprehend the magnitude of our Heavenly Father's love for each one. Specifically, to qualify each one of us for the inheritance, because we are saints and we are living in the kingdom of light. Thank you for rescuing us from the dominion of darkness and having brought us into the kingdom of his Son that he loves, in whom we have full redemption and forgiveness of all of our sin. In Jesus' name, I pray. Any additions?
To see when you suffer. I've got at least two grandchildren that are in very hard places, and I am finally able to just say, go for it. God, it's ordained.
Yeah.
Gotta go through that.
They've got to.
And my oldest son also. Gotta go through it.
Yeah.
They're just not going to get there if they don't go through that.
The learning process of those years that I had, and the revelation areas that came in the midst of the pain. Because it's not funny to be angry.
Right. Amen.
It's not comfortable either.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? But James 1 says, you know, is your life full of difficulties and trials of many kinds? Rejoice, give thanks. Well, I didn't feel like giving thanks. I was sick of it. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.